Four 911 calls were played in the courtroom, including three from Ariel Neff, who was married to Lalani Newman's brother, David. Neff called the Marathon County Sheriff from 2,000 miles away in California. Neff told prosecutor Lamont Jacobson that she called 911 because she and her husband didn't think the Newmans would.
His niece was dying and nobody was doing anything but praying.
After those three phone calls, or the first two, I guess, why didn't you just give up?
I knew if nothing was done, that little girl was going to die.
Defense attorney Jean Linehan asked Neff if she was prejudging the Newmans because of their religious beliefs.
You're a little hostile towards this case.
No, I'm just frustrated at this moment because I'm trying to tell the truth. And
can you wait until you're asked on the witness stand?
The fourth 911 call was made from the Newman house by family friends minutes after Kara had stopped breathing.
Is she lying on her back?
No.
Marathon County dispatcher Ryan Hillman took the call that day.
It just sounded like a lot of people were hysterical at the time. In my head, when someone calls in and says somebody's not breathing, I assume that they want to save the life and perform CPR.
The defense said that was evidence that Lalani and Dale cared for their daughter and were not sitting passively as she died. Dale Newman faces a separate trial in July. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.